Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. One of the things I do on a regular basis is to look at my own stories. What stories do I tell myself that are limiting me from becoming a better parent, becoming the parent I want to be? And one of the stories that I easily tell myself is like, I don't have time to spend extra time with my kids because I need to work and need to do all this stuff. And I spend a fair amount of time with my kids already. So spending more time with them is pretty much impossible. And it was actually reminding me of a training I did like 20 years ago or something, where I think it was Tony Robbins talked about net time, no extra time. So what are all the places where you already are spending time, but you could do something additionally with it? You could do something different with it. And by doing that, you serve multiple purposes at the same time. So I actually went through my calendar and looked, what are all the moments where I'm with my kids, but I'm not consciously making the most of my time with my kids. So one of the places was just in the car, driving them places, driving there to their clubs, driving there to the sports events, and all those kinds of things. These are precious moments that I have with my kids. So actually, I turned into talking with them. And I mean, I always talk with them. I kind of checked in, but being really conscious, like, hey, this is like 20 minutes or 40 minutes that I have with you. You know, that's why I really dive deeply into like what's going on. What was your last week like? And if your kids are anything like mine, the answer is, how are you doing? Okay. What did you do yesterday? Some things. And it remains pretty general. But by inviting them and by really taking the time, and usually like when I'm, you know, throughout the day, it's actually hard to do that. But now I knew I can spend 20 minutes talking to you or 40 minutes talking to you. So really diving in and kind of guessing, and did this happen? Did that happen? You want to tell me more about that? Actually, that made a really big difference. And so this is a question to you. Where could you find extra time? Where are you spending time with your kids? I mean, I even looked at our toothbrushing ritual and just like the way we wake up in the morning, like they kind of would come towards me and I take just a little bit more time to hug them, and like sitting at the table, you know, instead of having dinner and just having dinner, trying to figure out like how to create an extra moment of connection out of this. Like by doing those things, by taking these steps, you're building your connection. And if your kids are anything like mine, then you know, kids need some time to warm up to connecting. Like they're in their own space, they're in their own world, and just like putting them on a spot and talk to them doesn't really help them engage. But if you can spend more time, if you can take more time to be there with them, you know, fun conversations will be going on. And actually, in the case of my eldest, she was sharing something I didn't know about a guy in school who was being inappropriate with her, which was something I could take action on and like check out and talk to the teacher about, which she hadn't shared. And not because she keep things, you know, hidden from me, but she basically really hadn't thought of it and hadn't thought of, you know, mentioning it and hadn't thought of enlisting my help to find a better answer. So where in your life can you find like the no extra time, the time you can spend on the things you want to do? And then find a moment where you're already spending time and using that. I mean, it could also be maybe you're already doing that, like listening to these podcasts while you're traveling or while you're working out. Like that is a way to make, you know, create steps forward without taking a lot of time. It's one of the things that we spend a lot of time on in our more elaborate training program with parents, like how to make sure that you get more value out of the time you're already spending. And, you know, it's actually amazing to see what people can do with the same amount of time in terms of learning from themselves or being present with their kids or, you know, developing plans for them. Where can you gain extra time? And basically, what is your idea? What's your goal behind parenting? Do you know where you want to go? Because if you don't know where you want to go, you kind of end up wherever you end up. I mean, you remember the, you know, River Delta example? That goes for your parenting as well. So, where can you gain extra time and use it even more consciously? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.